Welcome to Humble Bold, a podcast about balancing humility and boldness. How a love for Jesus and his word and his church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. I'm your host, Mike Shera, and thanks for joining me today as we explore issues and ideas and how believers can navigate them in humble, bold ways. Our topic for today is on modesty. That's right, on modesty, modesty defined. Let me just first say why. I think we have issues in our hearts, in our homes, God's household, and really every hemisphere of this globe with this. And we want to equip believers to know and live biblical modesty. We want people to have their identity rooted in Christ, even as fallen image bearers, but not tossed to and fro by every wind and wave of doctrine, and not tossed by what the world, the flesh, and the devil teaches us. So I heard someone say recently, orthodoxy before orthopraxy. So you have to have correct belief before correct action. Know the truth, be set free by the truth, live the truth, please God. With that in mind, how do you be humble and bold regarding modesty? And I've got with me today, Connor Haas. Connor, how you doing?
I'm doing amazing, and I'm happy to be on the Humble Bold podcast.
You know, what's funny is I forgot that you were on this podcast for just a moment.
That's fine by me. I like to hear you going forward.
And then I looked over to the left, and I'm like, I forgot to introduce our special guest. So
here I am.
And of course, I don't get this candid usually on the Humble Bold podcast. It's usually meat and potatoes, straight up, straight ahead. And hey, we're kind of getting a little OCP on this one. Ordinary Church Podcast.
Going wild.
Shameless plug. We're going to be recording an episode right after this. Anyway, so let's just do this, okay? Two questions. And this will be a little different from our usual, for regular listeners, this will be a little different from our usual outline of how this podcast goes, but I think it'll be helpful. Connor, I'm going to ask you this. What's your understanding of biblical modesty?
Yeah, so there's a lot that plays into it, obviously. I wrote down a little definition. I knew the topic beforehand. Can I read that?
Absolutely.
And then maybe kind of expand?
Absolutely.
This is what I wrote, and Mike, you could push back. But I said, biblical modesty is behavior in words, dress, and action that does not seek attention or establish identity outside of God's good designs, and it flows out of a heart that is content in him.
Why don't you say that again?
Yeah, all right, that's pretty long. It's not a good definition. It's too long. But I said behavior in words, dress, and action that does not seek attention or establish identity outside of God's good designs, and it flows out of a heart that is content in him. So to break that down, I just took those three categories of behavior in either words or how you're dressing or how you're acting as kind of just three, maybe it's not comprehensive, but three ways that somebody could either be expressing a heart of humility and modesty, or, you know, conversely, an immodest kind of a heart and behavior. And I think ultimately all of this flows out of a heart that's content in God and is not going to seek to either find identity or, you know, gain attention or affirmation outside of the channels that God has blessed and said are good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really good. I wouldn't push against it at all. And it's interesting. It's linked to humility, not pride. So this works with the Humble Bold podcast. So here's my definition. It's a little bit shorter, but I think it encompasses the same idea. Attitudes and actions seeking the praise of God, not attention from man.
Yep, that's good.
Okay, so to sum it up.
That's good.
And, you know, the reason why we want to bring this up is because it's summertime. It's a lot of opportunity right now to go outside with less clothing than usual. But we live in a time where, you know, I say primp, prep, pose, and post. And instead of that, you want to pray and prep your heart and praise God with your words and actions, not try to seek attention from people. So with that in mind, I want to give one Bible verse, and then really we're going to bring this one to a semi-quick close, because what we're going to do is we're going to read a Bible verse, explain it a bit, and then make a couple final comments from Connor and I, okay?
Sounds
hopefully
good.
That'll help you be humble and bold with modesty even today in your heart and in your life. So in 1 Timothy 2:9, it says, likewise also women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel, with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly attire, but what is proper for women who profess godliness with good works. And here's an interesting thing. This is not just for women, men, okay? This is not just for women, but this verse is just for women. Okay, don't get me wrong on that. What we're talking about today is not just for women. It's for men and women, but we're using a verse to start with that is addressing women. Okay, it's talking about adorning. That's arranging yourself, ordering yourself, put things in order. Literally, it means to trim. So trim up. No, proper clothing, respectable apparel, and with modesty. Now, the word modesty, Connor, this is interesting. It comes from the root of shame. The idea is to be shamed, to be ashamed. Okay. So to have a sense of shame in a good way. Now, we live in a culture of no shame. But what this is talking about is literally having proper shame so that you wouldn't, like, you know how someone says, have you no shame? You know, kind of the old school way of saying something like that.
Right.
That's the idea of, like, you know, people go out and do things and it's like, do you have no shame? Do you have no thought to how this will be coming across? And then self-control, the idea of being discreet and sound of mind and therefore self-control. So it starts in the mind, really starts in the mind. So anyway, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I think that I was trying to quickly just glance at some of these words. The idea of respectable apparel is interesting. I actually, you know, I would quickly immediately jump to the idea that, oh, modesty is primarily about the heart. But it's interesting that in both, you know, 1 Timothy as Paul's writing, and then in Peter as well, 1 Peter 3, where Peter addresses a similar issue, they actually do make reference to the clothes that you're wearing. And so whatever's going on in your heart is going to be expressed externally, not only in the clothes that you wear, but certainly that factors in. So, but the idea is it does go to the heart, modesty, self-control. And I appreciate verse 10, you know, what should you adorn yourself with? What's proper for women who profess godliness with good works. So there's a contrast there. Mike, let me ask you a question. I think that probably some kind of attention seeking is close to the answer, but why would you say people are so inclined to be immodest?
Well, I think it's because of our fallen nature. I think it's because that we do fall prey to the world, the flesh, and the devil. I think first and foremost, it's because we have hearts that are idol factories, and we want attention. We want to be validated, which in fact really leads me to, you know, how do you be humble and bold with regard to modesty? What do you do? You know, well, I think it starts with a godly mindset. You have to be thinking a certain way, attitudes. As Jesus put it, the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So what is in the heart? What is the godly mindset? But then a motive. There's got to be a motive that comes out. Like, what's the reason you're doing this? Over and over again, Colossians 3 and other places where it just says, in everything you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever you do, do for the glory of God. That needs to be front of mind, right?
Yep.
And then I think the resulting, if you got a godly mindset and a godly motive, then you'll have godly actions.
Mm-hmm.
Your movements will reflect praise to God rather than, you know, hey, everybody, look at me.
Right.
And I do have some concerns about that when it comes to, you know, what's on social media or what is getting paraded in front of us, even not just at the beach or in the neighborhood, but at the church at times. You know? So I think we can safely say that this is a bigger topic than we can address right this very moment in a very short time. But I think there's enough that has been said that will help. What I want you to do as we close is just repeat your definition of modesty. I'll repeat mine, then we'll close.
Okay, yeah. Is it okay if I offer one more thought afterwards?
Absolutely. Let's do that first.
Just a short one. My only other thought was going to be, we've talked about humility, but to bring boldness into it too. Sometimes to be modest is a bold choice because you might set yourself apart, you know. You know, the culture and the fashion's going a certain way, maybe even within the church. And to really choose, I want to dress in a way that brings glory to God, that can be a bold thing to do. So
absolutely.
Just wanted to mention that.
Good point.
Yeah, my definition was behavior in words, dress, and action that does not seek attention or establish identity outside of God's good designs and flowing out of a heart that is content in Him.
Excellent. Mine is attitudes and actions seeking the praise of God, not attention from man. Anyway, thanks for joining us today for Humble Bold, and I hope this will help you be a more humble, bold follower of Jesus Christ.